Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. You know that. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution as a whole, because that's really what counts, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're, you know, on it, that you're paying attention and so on. Without you guys being involved and engaged, we don't stand a chance. I mean, some of you already think we don't stand a chance. It's not true. We do. As long as you don't give up, we can win this battle. And I know some of you don't feel that way. Look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is helping out many of us in the business, if you would. You know, you don't realize how hard it is now for us to be able to make money, get revenue from the online services. Because they've kind of squelched our ability to get the message out. And by doing that, that means they've pretty much squelched everything. Every way for us to get the message out. So get over to MyPillow.com. Again, I say MyPillow.com, where you can... great products, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, tote towels. You remember the? I don't know why he stopped doing it, or you don't see it that much anymore. You remember the commercial where he's pouring water on towels, and some of the towels, when you lift up, the water rolls right off it like they're plastic towels. Yeah, I mean that's real. Seriously, I mean, I love the towels. I know. I should be talking about other stuff, but I mean, I just, you know, I don't get crazy about the stuff that often. So head over there. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% just by using promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. And look, if you really hate the product, you send it back, you get a full refund. It really isn't that hard. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Go for it. Do something different. Make a difference. All right. God, I got so much I want to get to. Tom DelVaccaro is going to join me again today after the first break. Tom's got so much going on. So much knowledge, actually, into the Republican California Party, and I always love to tease him about the fact that he was the chair of the California Republican Party for quite some time. And I want to know do they have a chance? Are they still going to be around? Is California the Titanic? Can you not save it from sinking? Is it done? Tom's also a lawyer. And I want to get his take on some of Trump's woes. And not that he really, I mean, we know that these DAs are going after him. Should they? Shouldn't they? I mean, they're trying to take him down. It's actually making him stronger. It's making him look like the warrior that I believe he is to a big degree. But it's feeding into this. So the bottom line with it is, as long as they keep attacking him, as long as they keep getting a nothing sandwich, and I think even if they get a sad supposed win, I don't think it's going to help. Not going to help them. It's just going to keep making them stronger. So, I mean, seriously, and then, you know, I hate to give him credit on this stuff, but, you know, he is an economic expert. You know, where are we going in the economy? Why are, you know, new home sales have flattened? Right? I mean, he's a, I don't know if you guys know this, but he's a San Francisco native. And we're seeing it mostly, well, I would say mostly, in California, what you're seeing. And this is why it's so important you pay attention to California. This is why it's so important I stay with California politics. Governor Newsom's running up and down the states, all the states, talking about how free California is, how wonderful California is. We all know that's a lie. Okay, I mean, it's that simple. We all know it's a lie. And he's going to, you know, everybody hears in other states, they hear how wonderful California is, weather-wise and all that. All the wonderful things you can do here. Yeah, well, they're not necessarily true. We are not a free state. And I don't know how much longer they can carry on in this light. And actually keep getting you guys to believe it. That's the thing that blows my mind on a regular basis. You know? And I know the left now will pass out, the ones that are listening to me, to make fun of me later on. They do. It's actually kind of funny. Anyway, our hearts and prayers do go out to the families that lost loved ones today in Atlanta. And, you know, another shooting. And we can start racking them up. They're all over the place right now. I just don't believe. I'm having a hard time believing that all of a sudden we have a gun epidemic. You know the U.S., I think it's we have almost half the guns, privately owned guns, on the planet. All right? And they keep talking about how bad it is, how bad we are. We're, you know, gun rich. Why are we so obsessed with guns? Well, that's not it. We have a right to have them. We want to have them. And if we really were as bad as they perceive us / believe us to be, that we're like the murder capital of the planet, wouldn't there be more? And again, I almost hate to say this because it becomes like a challenge to the left. Wouldn't there be massive, out of control shootings pretty much every hour on the hour? Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, Tom DelVaccaro, joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Here we go. Hold on. We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. And, you know, you got to get informed before you start speaking. And I keep telling, I say it all the time, it's kind of a mantra of mine, right? Just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I'm the smartest guy in the room. I bring on people that are a heck of a lot smarter than I am, that really understand the process. They really understand how things move and work through the system. So I've asked Tom DelVaccaro to join me. He's an acclaimed author, a speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation, still holds today. And Tom, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Great to be on. Lots to talk about.
Oh, I thought it was a dull news cycle, you know? Anyway, hey, one of the questions that keeps coming up, people keep asking me about, and I know that you're well-versed in the legal area. You've got Trump already, you know, in New York, the DA there. Everybody's kind of looking at it and going, no, there's really nothing here. This guy really made a major mistake. Now you've got the DA down in Georgia saying that she's got, she's going to press charges against him, but somehow, for some reason, she's now going to wait till, you know, August or September to do it. I think I know why. I mean, is this really going to, does he really have a legal problem here? Is this going to hurt or help him? I think it's actually going to help him. What do you think?
Yeah, if you look at the Georgia case where he calls up and says, find me some votes, what he doesn't say is, I'll pay you to find me some votes. And what he doesn't say is, do anything legal or illegal to find those votes. So, that seems, too, to be a particularly weak case. And, look, in plain terms, the reason why Trump got elected in the first place still remains, which is a non-responsive and corrupt Washington, D.C. These attacks on him in the minds of his supporters, who are unusually loyal to him. Among the politicians of the television era, certainly those that support him are among the most loyal. They see these as the corrupt establishment trying to prevent him from cleaning up Washington.
Yep.
And they're not entirely incorrect. So I don't think Georgia will prevail. I certainly don't think New York will prevail. And it even cements his support more than if they would just leave the poor man alone.
They're never going to leave him alone, Tom. You know more about how the process works than I do. But when you think about what Trump did, whether you like him, you don't like him, you think he's too boisterous or what have you, he stopped the money supply. He stopped the ability for these guys to really get their heads deep down into the dollars that flow in and out of this government. I mean, am I way off on that?
No, look, and this is part and parcel of the other side of the coin to what they're doing in Biden's behalf, which is shielding him from being legally tarred and feathered for what he's done. We have reached a point in our civilization where that big government, there's two really dangerous things going on with big government. The one is that big government is in bed with big corporations. And what made capitalism so important in history is that for the first time in history, capitalism separated economic power from political power. Prior to the 1800s, those that owned the land were usually those in power, and they had all the political power. And the poor peasants were kept perpetually poor and had no say. When capitalism came along, the economic power moved away from land. You still had power with land, but economic power became in money and in goods and services. And as those two separated and entrepreneurs became rich from nothing, remember, Rockefeller's dad was a drunk who abandoned his family, and he made all his own money. When that occurred, when economic power separated from political power, democracy became possible because anybody could get into politics, but anybody could become rich. The danger we face today, very clearly, is that these big corporations are given power with government contracts and buying off officials, and they make policy, and we have no say. Look no further than Moderna and Pfizer driving U.S. policy by giving money to politicians and setting the stage for the lockdowns and how to deal with COVID. McDonnell Douglas and their defense contracts. We could go on and on all day long. Look at Planned Parenthood driving policy. That's very bad because the common person has no say, and big money and big corporations are bringing economic power and political power together again. Very dangerous. The other dynamic is this. Big government, sooner or later, seeks to protect itself from the common citizen. This has happened throughout all of history. If you look at the height of the Venetian Republic, when it was the richest place in Italy, there was a small dissent movement that scared the oligarchic classes. And their reaction to that was to remove the ability of certain people to have a say in government because they no longer wanted dissent to be possible. Take Rockefeller at his richest with Carnegie and J.P. Morgan in the 1896 U.S. election when William Jennings Bryan, and we'll leave it there. We'll come back after.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Let's back with Tom DelVicaro right after the break.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve will hike key interest rates another 25 basis points to 5.25%, currently above the annual rate of inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell offered details behind the decision on Wednesday.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
A post-meeting statement from the Fed suggests it could pause further increases next month. The White House says it cannot confirm Russia's accusation that Ukraine targeted the Kremlin in a drone attack.
I don't want to get into speculation from here about what happened.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is aware of the report, but is unable to confirm the authenticity of the claims. She said the U.S. is not encouraging or enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I want you to be part of the conversation. That way there you're part of the solution. It always works out well, too, don't you think? Let me bring him back on. I so much enjoy our time together. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation, a story for another day. But, man, that seems like it's so far away.
It's getting worse by the day. Yeah. So. Before the break, when I was talking about how William Jennings Bryan came along in 1896, people should read his Cross of Gold speech, which is essentially the same speech Democrats have been giving ever since. But he became really popular. He barnstormed the country. He was the first presidential candidate to do that, barnstormed it by train. And Carnegie and Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan saw him as a threat to their economic oligarchy. And what did they do? They spent $250,000, which is nothing today, but it was a staggering sum. No one had even considered, even understood those numbers back then, to defeat him because he threatened the political stability of the time. One clear way to consider what is happening in America today is when, and this happens with big government, with big bureaucracies, they see the common citizen as a threat to them, to their way of life. Look, 9 of the 20 richest counties in America are around Washington, D.C. This is big business to them. So when someone comes along and has the temerity to say they're going to drain the swamp, that's a direct threat to these people. And so they circle their own wagon. They will attack the intruder and support the party that seeks to support them. And so, of course, they take on Trump. Of course, they hide the corruption of the Biden administration. They make money off Biden. They're threatened by Trump. And it, again, this is not new to history, and it will not stop. Trump will come and go, and they will have this self-awareness and self-preservation mentality. That's what's going on today. And that's a great danger to the idea that people who vote have a say in their governments.
Well, wait a minute. You went over that. You said this won't stop. Trump will come and go, and this won't stop. I mean,
well, there's no good example in history of massive governments cleaning themselves up. That's why we send governors to Washington, D.C., to fight City Hall, to fight government. Now, look, the government of Sweden was, at one point, the government was 70% of the economy. It's down below 50%, but Sweden is not as big. The challenge we face is very considerable in getting this government under control. I'm not saying it can't be done, but the people who make money off governments are always more motivated than people who just want to keep their freedom. That's a fact of history.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing to me. I have people on the show who will say, well, I trust the American people, and I know I'm going to get slapped around for this, but I don't. These are the same people that voted, Obama in twice. You've got Biden. There's no way in the world, unless you were in a coma, that you didn't know that Biden and the Biden family had been involved in all this garbage for decades. Not for a couple of years, but for decades. And now we're finding out, whether you believe in this stuff or not, you're finding out more and more from whistleblowers who, God bless them for coming forward, I don't know what's going to happen with it, where the FBI does know about these wire transfers. The FBI does know what was going on with Biden and some of the foreign agents. You want to talk about that wonderful family?
Well, sure. And so why does Christopher Wray and the like of him seek to protect their gravy train? That's human nature. We're all territorial. That's the danger of big government and why you should never be in favor of increasing government again, because every big government in history has had this happen to them, and every big government in history creates class warfare. That's a natural thing. The party of big government gets there by using class warfare. Class warfare was a huge problem at the end of Greek democracy. Look up the history of the Gracchi brothers in Rome, Gracchi, both of whom were murdered in their class warfare against the establishment of Rome. And that's when the end of the Republic came, when violence became too much for the establishment class and the period of the emperors followed, right? To regain stability because democracy had become a threat. Does this sound familiar? And so this is not new to human behavior, but the first step is certainly recognizing that every time government becomes the center of economic activity, it is disastrous for democracy.
You know, and it's, I think it's even worse now because globally we're more tied together. Things are happening quicker. When you see what's going on with China.
Stop right there. The quicker thing, this is a very serious comment you made. Throughout history, the evolution of civilization, the gathering of wealth, the easing of morals, the loss of religious reverence happened over long periods of time, centuries. What technology has sped up the process of gathering wealth, sped up the process of spreading doubt and skepticism in ways that has never even remotely been seen. And so what's happening in America today, the activities in San Francisco, for instance, are instantly in every home across the country and in the hand of every person with a smartphone. So in the old days, you lived in western Tennessee and you had no idea. You could go your whole life, no idea what's going on in New York, and the New York values did not change your culture in your entire lifetime. We don't have that now. Now, just think of how quickly the whole transgender movement has dominated American politics in a matter of months, which would take, which actually, you know, look, sexual experimentation was very prevalent as Greece got very rich, Rome, the Renaissance in Florence. But it didn't carry over into the countryside and wasn't the subject of conversation for children in the countryside. Technology has changed all of that and made this process speed up in very dangerous ways. Durant, Will Durant, the historian, used to say that tradition is to the culture as memory is to the individual. If you wipe out somebody's memory quickly, they go crazy. If you wipe out traditions too quickly, a civilization comes apart at the seams and there's chaos.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you look at how you and I grew up, me a little bit more, I'm a tad older than you, but, you know, the whole family nucleus, the whole foundation of somebody's moral value in life between, you know, family being with, and the Italians weren't the only ones doing it. You know, families were together every Sunday. You saw family on a fairly regular basis.
Yes.
God was at the center of your life, not government. Your sufficiency. You would look to these people. You will look to God for your values. And, you know, they're your accountability team, if you would. That doesn't exist anymore. It's my reality, correct?
Yes, the destruction of the family or the evolution away from the family. Look, the family dominates when the countryside dominates and farm life dominates. When they move to the city and something like 83% of the individuals now live in the urban environment, and that number is expected to rise over the next 20 years, that's when the family comes apart and the troubles arise that you mentioned.
We'll talk about it this side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Lover coming up with Tom Del Vaccaro after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've always said this, and when I bring him on, I'll ask him about it, too. I mean, seriously, people, when you look at what's going on, I've always said to you, if you want to see what Democrat rule would do, look at how California's doing. Look at what's going on in California. Look at who took over California. This is total Democrat control of the state, and look at the woes we have and the trouble we have and the people sleeping in the streets in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in all of those big cities. And you've got a governor running around the country telling everybody how great it is, how wonderful it is here in California. So apparently he loves that stuff. He loves to see people sleeping in the streets without jobs. And the beauty was that for years he's been blaming it on Donald Trump. You know, if the economy wasn't so good, the apartments wouldn't be so expensive, and these people would be able to afford them, and they wouldn't have to sleep in the streets. And yes, you have to smoke dope to have that make any kind of sense whatsoever. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, and Tom is the author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Pick up his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom,
which is out in paperback now.
Oh, and on Amazon, right?
Absolutely, and also people should go out. My first movie, Sweetwater, is now on demand. Ooh. So you could
it'd be nice to know what it was about.
Sweetwater is a great American story about Sweetwater Clifton, who goes from the The Globetrotters in New York Knicks in 1950. It's a great story. He was not a bitter man. He conquered the moment. And I play Bones McKinney, who was the owner of the Washington Capitals. I draft Earl Lloyd out of West Virginia State, a historic black college, and help break the color barrier.
Well, I'm sure we'll go grab it now. Yeah, my wife and I haven't really been to a theater in forever. We always wait to be able to watch it online or something along those lines. So
there you go. Now you can.
Now you've made it available. There you go. You know what I'll do? I will watch it over the weekend and let people know how great it is next Monday.
There you go.
All right?
Good.
All right. If I don't think it's great, we'll forget about it anyway.
it's a great movie.
There you go. God bless. Oh, Biden, right? And you and I were kind of talking about it in the last segment and what have you. It's kind of like he's been like this forever. This is nothing new. We've now found new information about him, where the FBI's been holding on to information that he was definitely directly involved with money transfers with agents overseas and that kind of thing. Nothing is going to happen with this. They're still covering.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Then don't.
I think the Republicans who are pushing this currently, which is Comer and, oh my God, the guy out of Iowa. I apologize for not remembering his name, the senator from Iowa. They are unusually specific with their allegations of pay for play. And so I'm not sure this won't be somewhat different. And the Democrats, look, they're in a rock and a hard place. They got a president in their 30s, approval rating. Kamala Harris is even worse. I'm not sure how long they can continue this. But if this information breaks, the magnitude of the scandal won't rock the country because CNN won't cover it like they should, your old network. But
ooh, ouch.
It's pretty Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, is rather specific, and he's been doing a great job. Thank goodness for him. Anyway, we'll have to see. But again, this is the establishment of Washington, the business of Washington, covering someone who protects them versus the threat of an outsider and a populist reaction. They don't want this to come out because they want to keep their power.
Oh, I'm 100% with you. I mean, seriously, look at, I'm not going to get into it now with you because I'm not going to waste your time, but growing up in Boston and watching what was going on in the streets there, heavy mafia presence, and they were all over this. And whatever they wanted went because they were taking care of the elected officials. And they did it. It was so prevalent in the 70s. They did it in front of your face because nobody was going to stop them, right? The same thing happening
exactly.
There. You're seeing it happen right in front of your face. Trump, if he got elected, how does he clean this up? Can he clean this
up? Okay, so I'm not going to be very popular when I say this, but the mistake the Trump administration made, or the movement made, was they didn't follow what Reagan did. Yes, he cut taxes, both of them. But what Reagan, the biggest single political movement in American history in the last 60 years has been Prop 13, a grassroots effort led by grassroots people against the establishment. And Prop 15 had ripple effects in other states for 30, 40, 50 years. And Reagan wrote it to the White House, and he maintained that as central to an image and a purpose that he was freeing the American people. The Trump people should have done a better job recognizing that same thing. I realize that Washington's out to get me, blah, blah, blah. But Reagan put it in more positive terms about the whole image of it was more positive about how the country, this was, everybody in the country can benefit from this. And Trump needs to do a better job about saying, not that they're out to get me, but that this is something that the whole country can do better with, like Kennedy. And I talk about this in my book, The Divided Era. I'm not sure which chapter it's in, but I talk about how they took over a divided country and had turned it into a positive. The Trump people need to do a better job of that. He can say things are wrong, but he has to be able to say, as a country, here's how we are going to succeed. Instead of saying, concentrating on, they're out to get me, or they're all bad. The reason why the Reagan Democrat existed is because he said, I'm going to help you specifically, and you're going to help yourself and the country.
Do you not believe that his black and white approach is what got him in the beginning? In other words, you know, that there were many moments.
Yes.
But when you think about when he was on stage with Hillary, and he basically, you know, when they were talking about taxes, and she talked about how much taxes he didn't pay. Look, I do the same thing you do. I do the same thing all your rich friends do. If you want them to fix it, you should have changed. So he was calling them out for things that we already knew what were going on, but somebody in that upper echelon was finally willing to say it.
Yes, I agree. You may not remember how big a deal it was when Reagan said government's not the solution to your problem. Government is the problem. but he and Kennedy, what they did was they cast moving forward as what we all could do together. We're going to cut taxes because you personally, all of you Americans, are going to bring back the economy, not government. They made their agenda the people's agenda, but not just Republicans, Democrats as well. And if you want a larger movement, that's what has to happen.
Agreed. No, I'm on your side on that. I think he made everyone feel like it was okay to be proud to be an American. He made everybody feel like they were part of the solution.
That's just great stuff. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. We're talking Reagan and Kennedy. Look, if you read their speeches, Reagan and Kennedy, they're remarkably the same.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. I agree with you. Which makes for lousy radio. But.
Yeah. You can't. You've got to find a way. When two combatants are looking each other in the eye, if you join in the fray and say one of them right, the other one's wrong, you don't change the dynamic very much. If you give them both higher goals, listen, when Lincoln gave his speech during the middle of the Civil War saying last best hope for democracy, he ennobled the fight of the soldiers and said, This is about something greater than this war and, in effect, something greater than you. You are going to save mankind and democracy. He ennobled their spirit. That is the very definition. I called that leadership through higher purpose. That is the very definition of leadership. And so what if a candidate simply said, we've been at each other's throats. We can do better. Here's my plan for all of us.
All right, Tom. Always a pleasure. I'm sorry we ran out of time because it always seems like the last stretch is where we really get into it. Have to have you back soon because I do want to get more
all
into
right,
some of these issues that I know you know about. Tom DeLocaro, thank you so much for being with me.
All right, boss.
Yeah. Thank you. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Really, seriously. Got a lot more I want to talk to you about. Patriotism is at the top of my list. We'll be back.